You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham joins us. Hey, Donnie, are you there?
Hello, hello, hello. It's Wednesday, and this is a very special week. I'm back home in Georgia. My niece is graduating high school, so I'm super excited to be here seeing my family and seeing my niece.
I love that. I knew you were in a different location, but I assumed it was in the same apartment. I'm looking at you on Zoom, and I thought, ooh, we're in your boudoir. Because normally you come to us from the kitchen, the living room, and I was like, I wonder why you changed rooms. You're actually back home.
I'm back home for a week. It's exciting to be here.
Drag your family in. I've got lots of questions about you.
The door's locked.
Talking of family, I returned to Derek and Remain's. On Friday, Derek was on a cruise, and Remain asked me if I'd fill in and co-host. 2 hours, Donnie. You know, after doing our 20-minute podcast each day, 2 hours was a stretch for me. I almost ran out of things to say, but it was lovely to go back. That's where I met you, Donnie. It's where we met Arafat. It's where we became friends. Sometimes you can go home and have a really lovely experience. It was lovely.
You can. And the thing is they are actually two lovely people. Lovely. Just well, lovely human
I mean, we
beings.
Make fun of Derek. Remains lovely. Derek is lovely too. No, he is. He is lovely too. They've just got hearts of gold and they really want us all to succeed. There's no competitiveness. They want us to succeed. And it felt like I was just sort of hanging out with a friend for 2 hours and catching up. It was really lovely. Have you been back to see them?
I have not been back in a while. I mean, in LA now. So I've talked to them on the phone, though. I've called in a few times to the show. They're fabulous. I'll text Derek. I'll just text him. Hag. I'll call him an old hag every once in a while. And he knows it's our little thing. And he laughs. I laugh.
I love it. I love it. So you're home. I went home on Friday. Think about going home, people. Think about going home. Hey, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time.
Tea time.
Nick Cannon is saying that the children's mothers don't all have to get along. So we all know Nick's got a lot of kids by a lot of different ladies. And he is now saying he does not believe that his children's mothers have to get along as long as he maintains an amicable relationship with each of them himself. He said, I don't keep no secrets from them. And remember, he's had children with Mariah Carey, Britney Bell, Abby De La Rosa, Elisa Scott, and Brie too. And he says, you know what? I know how to multitask. He went on to say, they don't have to get along, but they all have to get along with me. This really stopped me in my tracks, because I think you think of one big happy family and we should all just get along and it makes life easier. He's saying, no, you don't. They have to get along with me. But you know what? The mothers, Mariah and Brittany, have nothing in common. The only thing they have in common is me. And so as long as they get along with me, those two never have to speak. I sort of now think it might make sense. What do you think?
You know, I said, so he's about to have his eighth child with his fifth baby mama. And I see what he's saying here. And I thought about it too for a minute. And I was like, you know what? I get it. They don't have to be besties. They don't have to text each other, but they at least have to be cordial with one another. Because there will be events, Christmas, birthdays, other holidays. Heaven forbid something happened to Nick that they will see each other.
Got it. Yeah, you're right. You know, I don't have any babies. It might not take any of you by a surprise at all. But I was thinking about this in our own lives. For me, I'm the glue that hold a bunch of friends together. And I would love for all my friends to get along. But I've come to realize they don't. And as long as they're all nice to me, I don't care if Miss D doesn't like Mark, or Mark doesn't like Donnie, or Donnie doesn't. I don't care about that. As long as they're nice to me, my friends don't have to all hang out together. I know last week when we spoke, Donnie, you were saying that you had a little bit of problem with a friend causing drama with other friends. And I think for me now, you know, I won't have that drama. If you can't all get along, you just never will be in the same room. And life's actually quite simple. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. I think as an adult, it is easier to be like, all right, I know these two people do not get along. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm not going to invite them to be in the same room together because I don't want the drama for me.
Yep. And I actually tell my friends now, I'm like, if you keep being nasty to her, that means I can never see the two of you together. So it means I have to pick. And you know what? Sometimes I'm not going to pick you. So if you want to be that nasty, knock yourself out. You can do it. But I'm not going to sit like this. Like when we go out not that often anymore. We're so busy and stuff that when I go out, I just want to have fun. And if people can't get along, I'll just eliminate the problem. You won't be invited anymore. So I'm sort of maybe leaning towards Nick here. I'm surprising myself, but what I think, what Donnie thinks certainly doesn't matter. What you think is what matters. Yeah. Let's go to our poll of the day. Nick Cannon is saying, my children's mothers don't have to get along. Is Nick right? Is Nick correct? What do you think? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rum. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Donnie, what are you working on?
Well, American Idol got a little cheeky after Ryan Seacrest near wardrobe malfunction led to a mid-show underwear change. So Ryan had to do a quick underwear change during a commercial break when viewers noticed that the pair of underwear he had on revealed just a smidge too much. This is the thing about Idol. Idol is live, so people can comment live. Right in the middle of the show.
It's live.
Yeah, and he's like, apparently America voted and said there was anatomy in the shot. There was just panic about it, and we changed it. He said it's a little embarrassing. It was his stylist who also noticed and was like, we need to change your underwear real quick. The thing is Ryan didn't have a change of underwear. He's like, I don't have extra. The stylist did, and so they swapped underwear.
Oh, I don't like that. I hope they were clean. I wouldn't want to try on your underwear. His stylist is British, so he said he made a joke that the British guys like tighter, elastic underwear that conceals everything a little better than maybe looser underwear. Now I've been Googling like crazy to try and find these early pictures of Ryan on Idol. I think I found one on Naughty Gossip. The pants are tight. The pants are tight. Donnie, when you look at yourself and you love a pair of tight jeans, my friend, do you sometimes have a little worry about what it's revealing in that very special place?
No, I'm trying to show. I want them to see it. What do you mean? I'm wearing tight pants and tight underwear. It's all tight.
You're the opposite of Ryan Seacrest. A friend of mine used to work on the TV show Mad Men with Jon Hamm, who is notoriously A gentleman that likes to go commando in very tight pants and show off pretty much everything he has. She told me that on the sets it always caused so much trouble because they didn't know what to edit in, what to edit out. It's very distracting, I guess, if you're on a TV show. Maybe in real life it's distracting, but in all the good ways, we were trying to focus on Idol, not Mr. Seacrest's hidden talent, which apparently is much bigger than any of us would have assumed. Or did you assume he was a big boy?
No, I'm not going to let it. Ryan's like 5'8"-ish.
He's not a tall guy.
He's a tiny guy. And you see, tiny guys have tiny structures that go along with it.
Well, you'll take it from you, Donna. I've had dinner with Ryan Seacrest once. It was me, Ryan, and Ashley Simpson. And I remember at dinner, he dropped something on the floor. So he bent down to pick it up. And I could see right down his bottom, his jeans were low riding. And so when he bent over, you could see a cheek or two.
Chunked a penny in there?
You know, I think I could have dropped my fork in there. Let's put it like that. And Mr. Seacrest, if you're listening, hello. Problem to have. What a good problem to have. Hey, we found out why Rob Kardashian skipped his sister's wedding to Travis Barker. So missing in action, Rob Kardashian was noticeably not at Kourtney Kardashian's wedding, but it was a personal reason. Sources are telling Us Weekly that he really wanted to be there for her special day. He just didn't want all the attention. Quote, he still is a very, very private guy and he prefers low-key celebrations. And this certainly wasn't that. There were a lot of photographers, a lot of people there. He just doesn't like being in the spotlight. And the whole affair was too much for him. My sources tell me he felt a little bit triggered. And so he knows himself well enough now to say no. In the past, he would have done this. He would have turned up. The cameras were there. He would have had to play along. Kris Jenner, his mom, would have not been happy that he didn't show up. Now he tells the truth and he's like, I just don't like crowds. I don't like big productions, and this is certainly that. Sources say that his sisters and his mom, Kris Jenner, totally supported him, and actually they were sending him photographs of their trip and including him, at least visually, from a distance. But I think it is important, if you don't want to do something, even if it's your sister's wedding, say why. What do you think? You doubt me here, Donna. You don't look as convinced.
No, Rob, you're delusional, sweetie. There is Kourtney, Travis Barker's wedding. There's Chloe there. There's Kim there. Kris Jenner. Everybody's around. Sweetie, they're not worried about you. Maybe one photographer might get a picture of you, might ask you about Blac Chyna, but the rest is focused on the sisters. I ain't worried about you, Rob.
You know, sometimes if I don't want to go somewhere, if I'm just feeling like a low-key night, I sometimes think about, I mean, we're really lucky. We get invited to some of the biggest, most exciting events, and I get a little bit like paranoid about it. I tell myself exactly that. Rob Shooter, they don't care about you. You're not Hugh Jackman. Nobody cares. They just don't care. So nights that I don't feel like, if I feel a little fat or my hair's not good or I have a pimple on my face, you know how I get past it? I say that to myself. Robert, nobody cares about you. They don't care. I could turn up at a black tie event in jeans. Nobody will notice. Nobody will care. I don't know, though. I think I like Rob now. Does at least say what he feels rather than being pushed around by those bossy sisters and mommy. Hey, what's going on with Ellen?
So Ellen DeGeneres might have accidentally given away the sex of a Jennifer Lawrence's baby. So Jennifer Lawrence and her husband, Cook Maroney, they might have secretly welcomed their first child together. Mm-hmm. And so Ellen was interviewing Jennifer Lawrence, and she was like, people don't know this, but I used to live in the house that you live in now when I started the show 20 years ago. She goes on, now I live next door to you, and I'm looking at you living in my house with a brand new baby. And then, by the way, I do hear you sometimes talking to him.
Him. She had a baby boy.
Him. It means she had a baby boy. Ooh. Well, we're assuming.
Oh, Ellen. Yeah. No, I think Ellen gave it away. I don't think there was any bad intention, though, here. I think that this was just something that Jennifer would rather not talk about. She said she's got out of her way to not bring us into her private life. And then Ellen, I think Ellen did say it. But let's remember, too, the Ellen show is taped. So if Jennifer had probably objected to it afterwards, they would have edited it out. So I'm sure Jennifer isn't angry about it. But yes, Ellen, you did slip up and you told us that not only, you confirmed not only does she have a baby, which I think we knew, we saw pictures of her pregnant. Yes. Now we know she has a little baby boy. Ellen, tell us the name next, girl. Keep going. Hey, we're going to go one more story before we take a break. The real reason Kate Middleton carries her bag in her left hand. So according to Hello Magazine, it's actually a really sweet reason. The Duchess of Cambridge always carries her bag in her left hand, despite being right-handed, because it's easier to greet people. So she holds her bag in the left hand and she keeps her right hand free to greet people, to shake their hands at all the functions she goes to. And get this, Kate is not the only royal to do this. According to other experts, when the royals enter the room, handbags or briefcases, if they're a man, are always in their left hand, because then you've got your right hand open. Prince Charles does this. Prince William does this. You have to carry stuff in your left hand. I sort of like this. I sort of like that everything is thought through. You're right. If I saw Kate, I'd want to shake her hand or curtsy or bow. And so she needs the right hand to do that. Very well thought through, Donnie. What do you think?
Well, since I am a royal, pain yes, in the behind, are. I am yes, definitely yes. going to take this. I actually thought about it as you were saying. I was like, that's actually really smart. I'm going to start carrying everything because I'm right-handed. Yes. So I would shake with my right hand. So it just makes sense to be like, okay.
It only works if you're right-handed. I'm left-handed. Yeah. And so I don't think I could carry my purse in my right hand. Yeah. I'd drop it. I'd look like
just wear a fanny pack.
I'd have to wear a... Oh, that's a sexy look. Thank you, Donna. Yes, I see what you're trying to do to me. Sabotage.
You're the old man at Disney World wearing the fanny pack.
Also do some other royal... little fashion tips that I love is they said Diana used to have a big clutch and she would use that to hide her cleavage. So if her dress felt a little low, she'd put her clutch here on her chest. And also too, Diana was known to have weights put in the hem of her skirt. So if the wind was blowing, which it's often doing in London, it wouldn't blow up. I know. Fascinating, isn't it? I know, it's not just Ryan Seacrest here who has some fashion tips. The royals do too. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Donnie Meacham. Hey, Donnie, let's get to the polls.
Da, da, da. Da, 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 da.
Thank you very much. Yesterday we talked about Britney Spears returning to Las Vegas with her fiancé. Should she return to perform in Vegas? Let's have a look. 80% said yes, you want Britney back. I want to see her perform. I'm not sure Vegas is the right spot. I'm worried it could trigger her. She worked there for 4 years, had a miserable time when her dad was the boss. And so I'm just, you know, and it's Vegas. It's Sin City. It's called Sin City for a reason. I don't know about this one, Donny. I normally am always with the majority. If Britney wants to perform, I don't know if Vegas is the best place. What do you think?
I'm actually going to disagree with you in the fact that I feel like in Vegas, we all know Britney Spears does not sing live. In Vegas, you can get away with not singing live. And I think it's a controlled environment that if she had good people around her, they could make sure every day that she actually this time was taken care of. She was treated well. She arrived on time. She was doing, she was eating right. Like everything that she was supposed to do.
You've convinced me. And two, in Vegas, the myth is that the big superstar stays in the casino, and that's often not the case. There's some beautiful private homes in Las Vegas.
Beautiful.
Behind the strip, swimming pools, luxury gardens, massive mansions. She could rent a house there and just get away from the strip. And then when you're that far away, you're close enough to get there for the show, but you're not tempted by all the gambling and the drinking and all that stuff. So maybe you're right, Donnie. I'll go with you. Hey, don't forget to... don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rumba. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Aww. Not often the Jenner sisters are the nicest of the
never,
day.
Let's be honest, they're never the nicest.
We're going to go with it because Kylie Jenner, she shared a hilarious video of Kendall Jenner struggling to walk up the stairs. So literally, Kylie's like videoing her. She's laughing her butt off as she's struggling to walk up the brick stairs in her skin-tight Dolce & Gabbana dress. But you got to admit, it's hard to, when something's so tight like
that,
you gotta move your legs. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I posted it on naughtygossip.com. It's really funny. And she's also had to take her high heels off. So she's got these slippers on. And so it's really one of the most sexy, glamorous dresses you're ever going to see. But she's walking in it like a duck that needs to go to the bathroom. It looks so funny. There's nothing funnier than somebody trying to be all sexy and then just looking ridiculous. And so this made me scream laughing. I'm surprised that Kendall didn't make her take it down, but it shows you Kendall's got a good sense of humor.
It reminds me of whenever I have a gentleman caller over, I wear skin tight pants.
Oh, yes.
Nothing is unsexier than trying to get out of skin tight pants. It literally reminded me of that every time. I'm like, I know her pain. There's nothing sexy about this moment happening here right
now. That's right. When they arrive at your apartment, Donna, you look sexy in the pants. But then if anything happens, I'd have to excuse myself and go to the bathroom and put a robe on. I mean,
I'll be back.
20 minutes is going to take to peel you out of those jeans. They're very tight. Our funniest of the day and also our nicest of the day. Now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty. Will Smith is revealing that he once had a drug-induced vision that his career would be destroyed. This was before the Oscar slap. So he did an interview with David Letterman, which I'm still angry about because Letterman's people announced this as the big Will Smith interview. Now that it's come out, they had to put a little disclaimer on it saying it was taped months before the Oscars. So it's not a confession, but it does change everything that he said, because now when he says something, you see it through the lens, the prism of that slap. So he said when he was younger, he was doing some herbal drinks that had a psychiatric approach to them. And he was sort of like in a faraway land, and he visioned his palatial home and his wealth and his career all being ripped away from him. He went on to say that when he finally woke up, nothing was taken away because he knew he always had his family. Let's hope he feels the same way now. Will Smith has been banned from attending the Oscars, their events, for the next 10 years. He wouldn't have done this interview now, let's put it like that. He's still not sat down and done that big interview, and that's for a reason. That's because he doesn't know yet quite what to say. Our naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. Thank you very much, Johnny, for 20 minutes. We're trying to make you giggle or laugh, but for a minute or a moment, we're a little bit more serious. So we all need a brand new, revolutionary way of thinking about what it is to be smart. What is it like to be really smart? And I think this new way about thinking about being smart is based on our willingness to try. That's all that being smart is. It's your willingness to try. You are smart if you're willing to try. And if you're willing to try, you are smart. Give it a go, Donnie. Most successful people I've met, what makes them different to you or me is often not their talent. It's the fact they give it a go. Give it a go. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. They do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.